Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode may contain content not suitable for some audiences, including crimes against children, mentions of suicide, descriptions of a graphic nature, and adult language at times. Listener discretion is advised.
When the naked body of six-year-old Ricky Neave was found near his Peterborough home on November the 29th, 1994, his abusive mother was initially seen as a suspect. But the case quickly went cold after she was eventually acquitted. It would take more than 25 years before someone was again charged with the murder of six-year-old Ricky Neave, remaining undetected for more than two decades. The killer will finally be unmasked. You are listening to True Crime Britain. Join me, Rhiannon, each Wednesday as I tell the solved and unsolved stories of some of the most disturbing, mysterious, and heartbreaking crimes committed throughout the United Kingdom. Welcome to this week's episode. On Monday the 28th, 1994, Ricky was seen leaving for school at around 9 a.m. from his home in Red Mile Walk, wearing grey trousers, a white shirt, black shoes, and a blue coat. But he never reached school. Reports say that a boy fitting Ricky's description was seen that morning on the street close to his home with a teenage boy and some other children. Later, another witness saw the six-year-old and the teenage boy walking away side by side. After that, Ricky Neave was never seen again. As the six-year-old failed to return home from school, at 6 p.m. he was reported missing by his mother. It did not take long for the authorities to find Ricky, but unfortunately, it happened in the worst possible way. At 12:05 p.m. the following day, November the 29th, Ricky's naked body was discovered by PC Malcolm Graham in a wooded area next to the housing estate in Peterborough where Ricky lived, just 5 minutes from his home. Prosecutor John Price, QC, said, "He had been strangled. The body was naked. It was lying on the ground, flat on its back. It had been deliberately posed by the killer, in a star shape, with outstretched arms and legs placed wide apart." According to police, Ricky had been killed while still wearing his clothes, and his own jacket had been used as an improvised ligature. The next morning, at around 9:30 a.m. on November the 30th, Ricky's clothes were found by a police constable in a wheelie bin outside a house on Willoughby Court on the wood border, 150 yards from the body. The shirt was missing three buttons, the laces on the shoes were tied, and Ricky's underwear and socks were rolled up in his jacket. The autopsy revealed that Ricky had died approximately 2 hours after he had eaten some Weetabix breakfast cereal. But who could have killed a six-year-old schoolboy?
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Witness reports state that on the day Ricky disappeared, at around 10 p.m, two boys were seen pushing a buggy along Belvoir Way, heading towards the area where Ricky's body was later found. In addition, on the 29th of November at 6:30 a.m, just 3 hours before the discovery of Ricky's body, two boys were seen walking out of the woods in the same area. Still, the first person that the police blamed for the death of the six-year-old was his own mother, Ruth. They had found an image of Da Vinci's famous Vitruvian Man in her home, and at the same time, she was writing about a serial killer. These facts, combined with reports of child abuse, were enough to warrant attention. She was arrested in January 1995 at an address in Chatteris and was initially charged with child cruelty to Ricky and his sisters. Ricky's stepfather, Dean Neave, described the child's turbulent home life. Quote, "Ruth was always shouting and screaming at her children and was regularly hitting them with her hand. I thought a lot of it was unnecessary and I could not stand it, so I moved out." In addition, it was revealed that Ruth had been both using and dealing speed and allegedly, at least on one occasion, held her son around his neck until Ricky went red in the face. During another incident, Ruth allegedly held Ricky upside down on a bridge as he screamed. So, it is safe to say Ruth was not the best mother to her children. But did that make her a murderer? In May 1995, Ruth Neave was charged with Ricky's murder and stood trial the following year. Ruth firmly denied having anything to do with her son's murder, but she pled guilty to the charges of cruelty. On the 30th of October 1996, she was unanimously acquitted of murder by a jury at Northampton Crown Court, but was sentenced to 5 years in prison due to admitting child cruelty. Ruth also lost custody of her daughters, Rochelle, Rebecca, and Sheridan, resulting in the girls growing up in foster care. This created a deep rift in the family. For a mother who had lost one child to a murder and the others to the system, it was just too much. Meanwhile, Ricky's case went cold with no leads to follow. Year after year passed without any progress. Finally, 20 years later, in 2014, Ruth urged police to reopen the investigation into her son's death. It seemed to work, as the following year, in June 2015, police officially opened a cold case review. In 20 years, technology had advanced a lot, so the investigators were now able to collect DNA from Ricky's clothes. And there was a match. A man now in his 40s, James Watson. James had been 13 years old at the time of Ricky's murder and was seen with the six-year-old on the day he disappeared on the 28th of November 1994. He was even spoken to by police as a witness, but nothing gave the police a reason to see James as a suspect back then. Not until his DNA was found on Ricky's clothes 20 years later. An eyewitness who was a resident of Welland Estate, Evelyn Pollard, claimed to have seen the two boys, Ricky and James, in a car park. James was also seen walking out of a cul-de-sac where Ricky's clothes were later recovered. In 1994, the then 13-year-old James had said he skipped school that day to go to the Welland Estate in Peterborough to visit his father and met Ricky at 12:30 p.m. to watch a digger in the road. As per his statement, Ricky said, "That's a big tractor, isn't it?" And James replied, "It's not a tractor, it's a digger." He said he never saw Ricky after that conversation. When DNA evidence came to light, James changed his statement in 2016, adding that he may have picked up the six-year-old under the armpits to hold him over the fence to be able to look at the diggers better. He then smuggled himself out of the UK and travelled to Portugal, from where he posted selfies to social media taunting the police. However, James was not able to hide from justice forever, and on the 17th of February 2020, he was officially charged with Ricky's murder. Prosecutor Price said, "It is the prosecution's case that the new DNA evidence, other scientific evidence, and a wealth of evidence of a variety of circumstances taken from multiple sources, which, importantly, are independent of one another, combine surely to prove that James Lewis Watson is indeed the killer of Ricky Neave." Court proceedings revealed that James has previously been investigated for molesting a five-year-old, and his acquaintances testified that he had paedophilic tendencies, often masturbating over children's photographs. James Watson's defense lawyer claimed outside court that he had suffered assault at the hands of his own father and was taken into care in 1993. The court heard several witnesses, including a statement saying that James had a grotesque interest in the subject of child murder in general, including things he said to his mother back in 1994. James's teachers had also reportedly noted a conspicuous preoccupation with the extensive reporting of the fate of Ricky Neave. investigations led to one conclusion. James Watson had taken little Ricky to the woods near his house in Peterborough. They had left around midday on November the 28th. He then proceeded to strangle the child and stripped him, laying his body near a children's play area. James stretched out Ricky's arms and legs into a star shape to fulfill a macabre fantasy. The defense went on to argue that there was no evidence that James Watson had committed the murder. The DNA could have been on Ricky's clothes for another reason. James's half-brother, Andrew Bailey, testified that he took his brother to the Neves home. That interaction could be the source of the DNA. Following an 11-week trial in April of 2022, James Watson was finally sentenced. After a deliberation of 36 hours, the jury found him guilty of murder. He was given life in prison with a minimum of 15 years, minus the 843 days the time served. Mrs. Justice McGowan said, "Ricky was a child too willing to trust and engage with strangers. He never had the chance to be happy and lead a normal and fulfilling life. That opportunity was denied to him by his murderer." Ricky's family, his sisters and mother, were not happy with the sentencing and believed the system had been too lenient on James. 15 years seemed insignificant to the amount of loss this tragedy caused the Neve family. Repercussions from Ricky's death broke them apart and affected all of their lives. They might at least get closure, knowing the child killer who ruined their lives almost 30 years ago is finally behind bars.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of True Crime Britain. For sources and photos relating to today's case, or to find out how you can access things like ad-free and bonus episodes, you can visit www.truecrimebritain.com, where you'll find more information.
Great Britain, a kingdom that unites all four nations, England, Ireland, Scotland, and of course, my homeland, Wales. With a population of almost 70 million people, a rich cultural history, more than 1,200 years of constitutional monarchy, and arguably the nicest cup of tea in the world, it's easy to see what makes Britain so great. As the gateway to Europe, it draws more than 40 million visitors a year from across the globe, each one hoping to experience what makes Britain so unique. But behind the pomp and the circumstance and the football greats, Britain has seen serious crime increase year after year, with incidents becoming even darker and more sinister. When a Metropolitan Police officer arrested a 33-year-old female for breaching COVID-19 regulations, he wasn't acting in the public's best interest, but as a predator hunting for prey. A 24-year-old man collides with a tree in the Welsh Valleys in the dark of night and is witnessed walking away from the vehicle, alive. After that, he mysteriously vanishes. When an innocent toddler is taken from his mother's side in a shopping mall and the horror of his final moments are revealed. Think serious crime doesn't happen where you are? Think again. True Crime Britain features some of the most disturbing, heartbreaking, and mysterious crimes committed in the United Kingdom. Crimes that have shocked and shaped us as a nation and beyond. Crimes where we may not always recall the specifics, but we will always remember the victims. And along the way, you'll learn about Great Britain itself, the towns and boroughs that make up its vast landscape, as we look inside the mind of predators, their prey, and their hunting grounds. New episodes are released every Wednesday. You can subscribe now so you never miss an episode by simply searching for True Crime Britain on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or just visit www.truecrimebritain.com. And remember, wherever you are, please stay safe.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.